from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, what's up? We will spend far too much time talking about a 5-win team in this segment, and then we will move on. I've got my 2024 college football trivia primer coming up for you.
I love trivia.
It's sad that Suk can't be here for it, but Ryan Buckley is here, and he loves his trivia, so we'll get that done here.
Fire away, big boy!
Shortly. I saw this. This is far from scientific, but Jimmy Shapiro, who is he's kind of our betting guy, he we're on his email list, and he sends out some fun stuff from time to time, and they did a Twitter study, and what they did was they looked over 200,000 tweets that were tracked, and they put together a graphic based on data. Now, this is just the last 30 days leading up to the college football season, but they are tracking negative sentiment tweets directed at every college football team.
Take that for data.
So, for example, I hate Ohio State. Screw Ohio State. Ohio State sucks. Ohio State is the worst. F you, Ohio State. You know, you get the idea. Well, last year, the most hated team was Michigan.
Okay.
And that stands to reason, not just because they were good and ran the table.
But the whole Stallions thing and Harbaugh. And
exactly.
Yeah. Makes sense.
They have dropped to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They've dropped to 8th most hated now. There is a new number one on top of the list, the most disliked team in college football. And as you can imagine, it is. I like using the timpani roll. If you haven't noticed, Colorado. Everyone hates Colorado now.
Is it really?
Yeah,
that's actually not what I was bracing for. I was bracing for it to be Oregon, especially in the last 30 days with their big dumb duck in the river and all that. Like, I mean, I thought it was awesome, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I was actually surprised to see where Oregon landed on this list. Now they are on here,
and I kind of feel like the sentiment is more anti-Coach Prime than it is anti-Colorado. But you know,
well,
it's one and the same
for sure. It's all Prime. And it's all his own doing, but 16,471 negative tweets about Colorado. Second is Alabama at 14,361.
Interesting.
Ohio State, third. Notre Dame, fourth. Oregon is 11th, right in between Florida and Oklahoma.
Interesting.
So you are about as hated as Florida and Oklahoma, which is interesting.
Fine by me.
Yeah, that's good company, but I thought Oregon would be higher. Because
I did too, especially of all the noise they've been making in the last 12 months. Yeah.
Yeah. And people just now, I think that outside of Colorado, I'm guessing lists like this have to do with who is winning the most.
Sure.
But Colorado is an exception to that just because Prime is so high profile because they're not, well, they won last night, but like I said, 5-win team. So I'm guessing as Oregon, if you keep doing this throughout the season, and maybe they will. And we'll, if they do, we'll disseminate their findings to you. Oregon, I'm guessing, jumps up this list. Or just the teams that are winning.
That or a coach that you hear a lot from whose team is winning that people find annoying. You know, could be Oklahoma State if it's Gundy and they go on a run or whatever.
Brian Kelly, anyone?
Possible.
Annoying you? They're on there. They're sixth. So, anyway, I thought that was interesting. Colorado did win last night, although it was pretty wild towards the end. They won 31-26. Travis Hunter, his Heisman odds have gone from 33-1 to 14-1, which is interesting. That guy's, he is a stud, and Shador threw for 445 yards. But I think really towards the end of the game is what everyone's talking about, where what was Coach Prime doing on the on that final series where he could have, he pulled a Mario Cristobal.
Yeah, they got the ball back with like 2 minutes and change left, and then they got a first down. And on first and 10, and North Dakota State, I think, only had one or two timeouts
left. They had
one. One timeout left at that point. They drop back and throw a fade.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what that was about.
Stop the clock. Because if they, I think I read that at best, the Bison, if they just run the ball and punt three times, the Bison would have had maybe had 10 seconds at best.
And instead, they ended up getting like 35, 36, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty indefensible from a just a game management standpoint.
Well, they did ask Coach Prime about it, and he said, quote, "You want first downs."
Oh, is that the idea? Well, no, you want to win the game, which means killing the clock.
Do you believe?
He says, if you want to run the clock down, you got to look out there and say, I've got one-on-one right here, and I haven't seen one-on-one the whole game, so I got to do what I got to do to move these chains, and that's what that is.
No, that's wrong. That's false. That is, okay.
He said, you've got to understand, you got to take what people give you. You can't take what you want if it's not there. What did Shador throw for? 445 yards? You think we're upset? Who upset? Oh, they didn't have much of a running game. Yeah, well, the passing game looked pretty darn good today. Let's be appreciative and thankful that we've got one of the premier guys in college football spinning it. We're going to run the ball. We're going to do that. We're going to have a lot more balance. Today was just that type of day. You have to take what they give you.
What a stupid deflection. We're in for a lot of those this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you have a hot take, and I don't disagree that Deion may not make it this whole season.
I think that once things start crumbling, and I do believe they will start crumbling, I just don't think that there's enough depth and substance there for them to be hyper-competitive, and it could go downhill fast. I don't think he'll let himself get fired. And I don't know that he would get fired during the season. I think they would probably let him see the season through. But if the heat starts coming down, I see him pulling the ripcord before the ripcord gets pulled on him. And whether that's blaming an administrator or something else that's going on, or I got to do what's in best interest for my kids and my family, like there's going to be something that comes up, and I feel the heat's going to get too hot, and he's going to bail.
I don't look. It's not far fetched because that guy cannot. He has a really hard time with losing, and if they start losing a bunch of games,
he has a hard time with direct questions at a press conference.
Well, that's what I mean. I
think not just losing.
Well, I think he likes all that stuff if they're winning and everybody's praising him like last year, because he was a lot of fun last year. Remember?
Even this though, like now, they won last night. Someone asked him about his clock management, and he's like, well, "Oh, we got to, you know."
He's defensive because look, it's the walls are closing in. You can feel it. It's a house of cards. Shador's going to be leaving. Hunter's going to be gone. His other kid's going to be gone. Dude, Deion's out of there. And I'm with you. I don't see how he can handle being fired. He's going to point fingers at somebody else. And, you know, maybe he can use that club foot he's got as an excuse.
A couple people on the Vancouver Forward text line saying that Prime also maybe put it on Shador, saying that it was his decision seeing one-on-one, and he was just trying to help a buddy out?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was Deion's quote there. I haven't heard it otherwise, him say otherwise, but I thought for sure he would blame your boy Pat Shurmur for that play call. But Colorado 1-0. They're playing at Nebraska next week, and then they play Colorado State again.
What do we think the line is on that one?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. You know me. I like Matt Rule.
Matt Rule.
Watch out for my Huskers. They got to be back at some point. And, you know, they got a revenge game on their hands there, right? Didn't Colorado beat them last year? Beat them handily. Yeah, they beat them handily.
I think that's right.
Yeah. So this one's in Lincoln. All right. So Colorado, the new most disliked team in college football. Coming up next, our 2024 college football trivia primer. 342 on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.